And so, okay, hold on. I'm in Germany. And then I sat there, and I basically... It's recording, by the way.
Yeah.
So I sat there in Germany, and I'm sitting here looking at this TV screen, and it's this girl named Bibi Rexha, and she talks about how she started off as, like, a songwriter, and then she was just, like, she pursued this. She felt that she wanted to be an entertainer. What she was wanting to do was, like, be an entertainer. And she started off as a songwriter, and then she made, like, the song for, like, Rihanna and Eminem that went, like, really big.
Really?
And then, yeah, her whole, like, thing into, like, rock star stardom basically started.
That was her channel.
That was her channel. And I'm sitting here, like, thinking about this. I'm like, bro, you've just been, like, dabbling around. You've always known, like, what it is that you wanted to be. I'm not saying I want to be a superstar or a rock star. In fact, no, fuck it. Yes, I do want to be a superstar.
Right, yeah.
You know? I do want to be a superstar, but it's because of the... I feel like I was given a voice. And with great power comes great responsibility. And I look at these people, these rappers, these musicians that are out here, and they don't even understand their influence, what type of impact they can make on people's lives, and what it can do to them. And I'm sitting then, like, that's what really gets me. That's what really, like, infatuates me about the whole idea, is being in that position to be like, hey, kids, like, I'm not saying don't do drugs, but do your research before you do stuff like this. Don't let your peers just feed you all the information. And like, you know, and like things of that nature. Like they, but instead what they're saying is like, you know,
well, there's thought that goes into it, you know, and then that thought that goes into it, like others, like, oh, I just want to make a good beat and I want to spit some good bars or whatever. Like,
yeah.
Oh, that sounds really good. And like, oh, that's it, you know. But like when it comes from within you, when it is your passion and there's like an internal drive to it, That's what makes it meaningful, and that's what makes it succeed, honestly.
Yeah.
I mean, when it's a deep-driven purpose, you know, that's when, like, that's when you can make it successful, and that's when it's real, and that's when it'll speak to more than just yourself, because, like, a lot of people have these, you know, for lack of a better word, feelings inside, and this, like, thing they can't pinpoint, and music... You know, if it's coming from a good source that comes from an internal drive or motivation or passion, like,
yeah,
that same motivation or drive or passion may not necessarily speak directly to someone, but that'll bring it out of somebody else. You know, that'll bring their specific drive or passion out of them, you know?
And that only
happens when it comes from someone who does research when they put in music, and when it really comes from something they really care about, you know.
Has to come from the heart. It has to come from the soul. That's why when I hear some of these music, like, I'm just like, what the fuck? Because I'm listening to it, and then I'm looking at what they're doing, and I'm like, it's not correlating.
Yeah.
You guys aren't, this is not from the soul, this is just to make the money. And like, I get it, you know, but you just, fucking music shapes culture. It shapes the way. Go get money in some other different type of way.
Well, when you're listening to someone, you're like, why the fuck? And you're, you know, watching music, you know, why the fuck are you doing this? Like, this.
There's so many young.
This is people. Oh, this is catchy. That's a little. That's cute or whatever. But like, it doesn't really mean. That's when you have that. Like, oh yeah, it's cute. And then you forget about it. You know, 10 minutes later, because it really didn't mean anything to you. But when it means something, when it actually speaks to you, like, it goes so much further,
you
know,
and
that's what influences culture, and that's what drives people, you know, and it only comes from within you, the drive that drives you, you know.
I want to add to that, what you're saying, because it's the truth. What I've found is that, like, it's still, when you put music in a rhythmic, when you take words, because words is a powerful thing.
Right.
It's how it's one of the ways we communicate, words, right?
Yeah.
If you want someone to internalize something, you use words. But once you put words in a rhythm together, it doesn't even matter what the words are. They will internalize the rhythm, and then the words naturally will go with it. You get that?
Uh-huh.
So when you're saying, I pop pills, I do lean, all my time, all my jeans, like, you know what I'm trying to say? Someone will listen to it like, oh yeah, this bumps. Next thing you know, they see some lean, they're like, okay. And they'll do it. In their subconscious.
Unconsciously.
Like,
unconsciously, they'll just be like, oh yeah, like,
boom, like,
that's the influence. Like, where does this come? Why does this make me want to do this?
You know,
because I listened to that crap, or not that crap, but like, oh, I listened to that catchy beat earlier. Like, it doesn't even resonate. Like, this is why I'm doing it. It's in there.
Why are we discriminating? I don't discriminate. Everyone's getting a really good skull fucking. Everyone. Because we can't have this misinterpreted in any type of way.
Yeah. Everyone is getting their skull fucked.
Okay.
And Brina, yes. Can you please just clarify again what skull fucking is?
Oh my god. It is when a man.
Okay.
Or chick with a dick.
Transgender. Yes. Okay. Dope.
Takes their penis. Erect genitalia.
Erect penis.
And ram it into the eye socket, puncturing the eye's lubrication and constantly ramming, and there is like a conjumbling of fucking.
Yes. Of the skull.
Of the yes.
Okay. Dope. Now why would one skull fuck someone else?
Oh, just for fun.
Oh. So now let's connect this back to what we were talking about earlier.
Right.
Before the recording was on.
Yeah.
Why is skull fucking happening?
Because Satan's a woman.
Because Satan is a woman with a penis.
No, Satan is a woman with a strap.
Oh, shit.
Yes. She has a strap because it's funny. Thank you. See, it's funny.
Oh, my God. Okay, guys. So we've just established in this TED Talk that Satan... proven by some research.
Mm-hmm. And a woman with a strap and will be skull fucking all of the tribes.
Yes. Satan could possibly a woman.